blessed morning to you today. Welcome to Divine Service here at Zion. Let us begin our opening. Let's begin our service with our opening hymn, Now Thank We All Our God.
Greetings in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, July 6, 2025 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in this morning's broadcast are Dennis Knauer, Linda McEwen, and Casey Jones. Our organist is Nancy Gunterman, and our opening hymn is number 895, Now Thank We All Our God, hymn number 895, found in the Lutheran Service Book. Cheryl Lowney is sponsoring the flowers on the altar to the glory of God in memory of Wilma Stocker. Marcia Greenslade is sponsoring the radio broadcast today to the glory of God in thanksgiving for his many blessings on her birthday today.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
You forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Shout for joy to God, all the earth.
Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise.
Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you.
All the earth worships you, and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name.
Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds towards the children of man.
He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There did we rejoice in him.
Who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Almighty God, you have built your church on the foundations of the apostles and the prophets with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. Continue to send your messengers to preserve your people in true peace, that by the preaching of your word, your church may be kept free from all harm and danger. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for this, the fourth Sunday after Pentecost, from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 66th chapter, beginning at the 10th verse. Rejoice with Jerusalem, and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her in joy, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious abundance. For thus says the Lord, Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse, you shall be carried upon her hip and bounced upon her knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see and your heart shall rejoice. Your bones shall flourish like grass, and the hand of the Lord shall be known to his servants, and he shall show his indignation against his enemies. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Catechetical Review. In regards to the Table of Duties, what does the Table of Duties say to youth?
Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time.
The epistle reading is from Galatians, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 1st verse. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. One who is taught the word must share all good things with one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to those who are of the household of faith. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk in this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. For now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. We rise now for the singing of the Alleluia. Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into this harvest, his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable in the judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You shall be brought down to Hades. The one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me. The 72 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Having heard the words of our Lord, we confess our common Christian faith through the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn 826, Hark the Voice of Jesus Crying, hymn number 826. Found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
The sermon text this morning from today's gospel reading. Know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. The words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The kingdom of God is near. And often we are apt to think, well, where is it? Because things really don't seem all that great in this world of ours. And we can get the kingdom of God confused with what we call a theology of glory. And that's what the 72 were close to doing when they reported back to Jesus in their excitement and joy. Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. What did Jesus say to them? Jesus said to them, I have given you the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. The 72 were excited, especially given the fact that they were sent out with no provisions, no money, no food, no places to stay, heading out as heralds of Jesus, announcing that he would be coming to towns, that he would be coming to their city, he would be coming their way. Yet Jesus brings them back down from their feelings of exaltation, and he tells them where their true joy ought to be found. Do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, said Jesus, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. The same message goes out to us today. Where and what is the source of your joy and rejoicing? Is it in earthly things? Or is it that our names are written in heaven? Where and how is this that our names are written in heaven? We are to look to the places where the Holy Scripture points us to and tells us to look. We are to look at word and sacrament. God does not work apart from his appointed means, and his means are the word of God, his word, and the sacrament of holy baptism and the sacrament of the altar. Wrapped up in these are the confession and the absolution. Where God's word is found, there his church is to be found. And the kingdom of God is found there also. You are the baptized children of God. And in your baptism, your names were written in the Lamb's book of life. That is, you were engraved, your names were engraved on the palms of Jesus Christ. You are one with him. You are an inheritor of eternal life. As such, we have now become the sent ones, commissioned to go out into the world and proclaim that the kingdom of God is now present. We look not to the abolishment of the ills of this world. That will be addressed in the second coming. We are to look now towards the mighty works of God in claiming souls for his kingdom. We ask God to help us see the kingdom because we're so used to the kingdom of God that we kind of go blind to it, that it's right near us. We're right smack dab in the middle of it, and we're so familiar with it that we don't notice it. We don't regularly pay attention to it. And I'm not saying we do that wickedly. It's just like a nick on the wall, you know, over here, or It's like the paint in your house or whatever. You don't notice the colors. You just become familiar with them. And that's how we are with the kingdom of God. We're very familiar with it. We ask God to help us see the kingdom of God. You see, in our text, the 72 were sent out into the world to proclaim the kingdom of God, to proclaim that the Messiah was in the world and that he is now present in his kingdom. But that was a dangerous proclamation. That for the kingdom of God is not a kingdom centered on self, right? And what is the human being, what is the fallen human being like to hear? Fallen human being likes to hear about self, likes to center everything on the self. When and the self is a raging false god. Now, when a town and a city or a state or a country reject the kingdom of God, the judgment of God will fall upon that kingdom, that town, that city, that nation. I tell you, said Jesus, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Sodom, with its sins, is a reputation of self over all. Self-abandonment, self-satisfaction, self-gratification, self-determination, self-indulgence, all of which leads to self-destruction. The 72 go out, and they go out with a cry of warning. The kingdom of heaven is near. And when it comes, those who have the God of self will scream out, self-worth! They will put up psychologists or science as their apostles, and they will tear down morality. Then they will tear down the churches. Then they will tear down Christianity as a particular evil. For by its very nature, Christianity would have us turn away from self, turn outside of self, and turn our thoughts and actions towards our neighbor and towards our God. It would have us turn towards the cross and turn towards Christ. The state rebels with its will to power. It's why Jesus must ask, what is the greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Yet even the self-willed human can take the great virtue of love and twist it into a means of self-gratification. So it is, walking out into a world that is consumed by self, that the 72 are sent out like sheep among wolves. Jesus suggests that they will be rejected and they will suffer the consequences of announcing the presence of God among the kingdom of those who do not want it. And in such a case, it crushes them as the law, and the hearer will lash out. Right, have you ever told somebody something they didn't want to hear but they needed to? Yeah, they're not always happy to hear those words. They're not always happy to hear those things. And so it is when the 72 go out, and even when we go out, and you go out amongst people who aren't looking for the kingdom of God, who in fact don't even want the kingdom of God, and you bring them the news of the kingdom of God, they don't want to hear that, and they lash out. The disciples' labor, the labor of the 72, will be shaped by a cross, and they will be sacrificial victims of the gospel that calls for the reversal of the world's values. Isn't that the same thing we face today? Speak to the world what the world doesn't hear, and the world will crucify you. Well, maybe not physically, but it will definitely excoriate you. Yet, those who do so will save their lives. For to save them, they must lose them for the kingdom of God. And they go forth in the knowledge of the hatred of the world, and they march on towards the kingdom. The 72 are bringing the kingdom of God to the people. The preaching, the healing, the casting out of demons, the miracles that they perform are there to show that the saving kingdom of God is present among the people. And even those who reject the 72, they still get the message of the kingdom. And it is a message of coming judgment. They still get to hear the words, the kingdom of heaven is near to you. But it is now a word of judgment upon them. Still, to the believer, it is in a word and action that the end times are shown forth. Whether the disciples carry out a physical healing, or whether they are speaking the word of absolution, in the household of the elect, the believer finds joy and happiness in the message that the kingdom of God is near. Jesus' followers, these 72 disciples, they return to him, and they're rejoicing that even the demons are falling subject to them in Christ's name. I suspect that in our day, it is very likely that there is quite a bit of demonic activity going on in our world. It is very active, for sure. For as the faith in Christianity fades, people won't recognize false teachings for what they are, the doctrines of demons. They dabble in witchcraft. They seek to contact so-called ghosts. and they delight in pressing the boundaries of the paranormal, not understanding that they are consorting with demons and even inviting upon themselves the possibility of demonic possession. These demonic forces, they pester and they prod and they point and they cajole people into self-love, self-acceptance, and self-aggrandizement. The self remains supreme. Nonetheless, Jesus tells his disciples, "I am seeing Satan fall like lightning from the sky. The kingdom of God is at hand, and the kingdom of Satan is faltering." The idols of self are among believer and unbeliever alike. And the message goes out to both believer and unbeliever. The kingdom of God has come near to you. For the believing and the believing family, this is a message of consolation. This is a message of joy. This is a message of happiness. For it brings with it the forgiveness of sins and the reconciliation with God the Father. For the unbelieving family, the message is a message of judgment and a message of fear, often sparking more rebellion. And regardless of the ears and the hearts it falls upon, the preaching of the kingdom of God brings with it, and with the word of God, the kingdom of God is a present reality, and the dominion of Satan is already defeated. In the proclamation of the word, we find the presence of Christ to redeem the lost and the dying world. And we trust the word of Jesus Christ that says, "Whoever hears you, hears me. And whoever hears me, hears the one who sent me." Let us, we the body of Christ, here in Zion, Lincoln, look to find the kingdom in the places where Christ promised the kingdom to be, where the Lord said it would be. Let us find the kingdom of God in baptism. Let us find the kingdom of God in the confession and the absolution. Let us find the kingdom of God in the sacrament of the altar and in the preaching of repentance and the forgiveness of sins. Let us not fear the power of our enemies nor the wrath of the world, for we have this great message. The kingdom of God is at hand. Amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds to the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for the singing of the offertory.
You have been sharing in Sunday morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, where you just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver this morning's message. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning via the radio at 8 a.m. over WLLM 1370 a.m. or WLLM 105.3 FM, or at www.zlclinc.org, where you will find links to the internet stream and to Facebook Live. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of our Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 217-732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact our principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 217-732-3977. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Let us rise for prayer. Let us pray for the people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. God of the nations, our people have celebrated 250 years as a nation. And though this is but a mere breath to you and a short span in the great unfolding of world history, we thank you for our nation, the land, the government, and the countrymen you have given us. Yet, like all thoughtless children who do not understand the blessings we have been given, by our own actions, we are constantly in danger of losing the freedoms we have been given. Our people have confused liberty with license, freedom with entitlement, and obedience to authority with oppression. Protect these United States. Keep us as a beacon of free thought and freedom of religion. Enable us to be a valuable instrument in your hand to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that glory be brought to your name and our people continue to be a nation blessed by your favor, as opposed to receiving the chastisement that comes upon unruly children. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, we humbly ask you to hear our prayers for those among us who are sick or in ill health. We implore you for healing from their ailments be given to Carl Awe and to Mark Heidbreder. We ask you to be with Robert Hahn in his physical weaknesses and to comfort all those who, though in our midst, are struggling with loneliness, isolation, and depression. Assure each person of your presence with them and comfort them with the glorious certainty of eternal life in the glories of the new heaven and the new earth, so that in all trials and tribulations of your people, we would be strengthened in faith and love for you. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, we are now closer to the start of the new school year than we are to the end of the academic year now past. As we look forward to the celebration of 50 years of Zion Lutheran School, we ask you to secure the blessings of this educational institution among us. Endow Dr. Perry, the school board, and the teaching staff with the grace to lead well and bless their efforts with prosperity, not only in student numbers, but also in the strengthening of the faith of those students and staff within Zion's walls. Prosper the work of the anniversary committee, and may their vision be blessed with both congregational and alumni support, so that in our celebrations, your name be glorified among us. Lord, in your mercy. As several of our youth, O Lord, prepare to go to the youth conference, we ask you that not only would they be kept safe on their drive to the youth gathering and safely brought home again, we also ask that they would grow in wisdom and in faith and return strengthened to combat the sinful enticements of this world. In Jesus' name we ask all these things. Amen. We continue our service with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the
Lord. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
The opening hymn for communion is Jerusalem, My Happy Home, number 673, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
The cross for the forgiveness of all your sins. The true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Thank you.
Thank you.
the true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God. Now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
Amen.
I ask now that the congregation please be seated as the youth members and the adult leaders who are going to our Higher Things conference later this week, please come forward. We send our youth and their counselors off with a blessing as they head to the Higher Things Conference. In the way of peace and prosperity, the Almighty and Merciful Lord direct you, and may the holy angels accompany you on your way, that you may return to your homes in peace, in safety, and in joy. I lift up my eyes to the hills. My help comes from the Lord. He will not let your foot be moved. Behold, he who keeps Israel. The Lord is your keeper. The sun shall not strike you by day. The Lord will keep you safe from all evil. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We pray. O God, who caused the children of Israel to pass through the midst of the sea on dry ground, and who by the leading of a star opened to the wise men the way to yourself, grant to us, we implore you, a prosperous journey and fair weather, that attended by your holy angel, these youth and these chaperones may happily arrive at their destination and finally attain to the haven of eternal salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, who brought Abraham, your servant, from Ur of the Chaldeans, and kept him safely through all the days of his pilgrimage, we implore you that you would protect your servants. Be to us our support in setting forth. O Lord, our consolation along the way, a shadow to us in heat, our covering in rain, our chariot in weakness, our help in adversity, our staff in difficult places, our port in shipwreck, that with you as our leader, we may prosperously reach our destination and at length return home safely. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen. You may please return to your places. We continue. God bless our native land.
Hymn number 965, God Bless Our Native Land.
I would just like to remind everyone to remember to sign up for the pictorial directory pictures. That's coming up pretty soon, so if you're a member of Zion, please sign up for that this morning. We're hoping to get 65 families signed up, so I would like to see meet that mark. Megan, do you have some VBS things? Sure.
That you haven't heard from me yet, but it is July now, so that means VBS time. So VBS will be July 20th from 3 to 6 p.m. We will then have a family meal at 6 p.m., and all of the congregation is invited to join us for the meal at 6 p.m. To get ready for VBS, a couple of different things. One, I do have a table out there for some needed items that were needed to help decorate and for crafts and that sort of thing. So come see me after the service. as well as the next two weekends, we will be doing some decorating. So next Sunday, July 13th at 11:45, I need volunteers to help start getting crafts and decorations ready. Lunch will be provided for those who are in attendance. This is not a strenuous job by any means. It's a lot of cutting, stapling, wrapping, that sort of thing. And then on July 19th, around 5 to 5:30 p.m., we will start decorating for VBS. If we've gotten all those crafts and decorations prepped next week, then it won't take very long at all, but dinner will also be provided on July 19th. And then I'm always looking for more volunteers to help during VBS. So come see me. Thank you.
Thank you, Megan. And may the Lord bless all of you. May he bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.